side of the field. USA recognizing that, letting Gangler carry some of the load now.
Now going for 2 points, trying to make this 36-20. USA with the lead, scoring first in the second half. Back to pass, rolling to his right, and it is good. Good coverage by Bad Axe there. Number three, Jared Brown, bats down the pass. Incomplete pass. Actually, number seven, Bailey Heinz. And the two-point conversion is no good, so we will be back with a score of USA 34, Bad Axe 20, with 8:21 left in the third quarter.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 65 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Stay up to date with your WLIW sports game coverage on Twitter. With in-game updates, stats, and photos, simply follow WLIW Sports. Hayden Ewald kicking this one off after the touchdown, and this one goes right out of bounds. Caught by the USA coaching staff at the 30-yard line. So Bad Axe will get the ball at their own 35-yard line, 65 yards for a score for them needed, with 8:21 left in the third quarter, trailing USA 34-20.
I just got a score update here. Clark Vassar, Marlette, all square in the fourth quarter at 21 apiece.
And Harbor Beach against Brown City. Harbor Beach is up 34-13 after a 90-yard run from Eli Kraft on the keeper. We'll try and keep you up to date on all the area scores tonight. We have a majority of them even on the 11-man front. Last we heard, Lakers was leading 21-0 at halftime over Bay City All Saints. And restarting to open up against Cass City 25-6, last we heard. First and 10 for the Hatchets, two wide each way. Man in motion, Bailey Heinz, and it's a quarterback keeper to Tommy Morneau. And some halftime adjustments for USA honed in on that, and he gets no gain on the play at the 35-yard line.
Number 54, Austin Harper, making the tackle right there at the line of scrimmage.
Now a second and 10 situation for Bad Axe. 8 minutes left in the clock in the third, trailing by 14 points. Tommy Morneau comes in from the sidelines, getting the call from his offensive coordinator. Brennan Harper, the man of the hour for USA's offense. Now Seth Gangler starting to show. With Bad Axe with the ball currently, though, two wide each way. Same formation, spread, and we have a flag on the snap. False start against Bad Axe. This will be a 5-yard penalty, pushing them back to a second and 15 from their own 30-yard line. Seems like just when Bad Axe is getting something going here, Dave, they take a step back.
Yeah, in a sense, you almost shoot yourselves in the foot. You know, these penalties come at bad times. It's hard to overcome those. Second 15, they got a couple plays here to chip away at it, and maybe get a first down and get things going again. Looked like Bailey Heinz got off to a little bit of a quick start there. The guilty party for Bad Axe.
Morneau about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, away in the snap, man in motion, Tyler Labor. And it's a handoff right up the middle to number 24, Matt McVay. Gets about to the 38-yard line before he is sent backwards. It is an 8-yard gain, and now brings up 3rd and 7.
Looks like for USA, number 52, Hunter Streeter, making the tackle.
Bad Axe trying to convert on a third down, keeping this drive alive with 6:50 left in the third, trailing by 14 points, 34-20 to USA. They send three wide to the left, one to the right. And now Bailey Hines in motion. And it's a quarterback keeper, Tommy Morneau, pitches out on the option. They have the first down to Bailey Hines across midfield, down at the 46-yard line. A heads-up play brings in a 16-yard gain and a first down and a third down conversion for Bad Axe.
Hayden Ewald forces the tailback, Hines, out of bounds. And a good play call there as you see that triple option, so to speak, as he faked it up the middle to McVay. And looked like Morneau was going to do his thing to the outside. Planted his feet nicely, made a perfect pitch pass to Hines, and he had a lot of running room down the sideline.
Two wide each way. Morneau with the snap right over his head at the 45, and he has to run in and grab it at the 44. And this is going to be a big loss, almost about 9 yards. And now a second, they say he's down at the, brought it down at the 45-yard line. First down markers at the USA 38-yard line.
Number 72, Ballard's going to get credit for that loss there as he's the first one near the quarterback. But really, one of those deals, if it's not a penalty, it's the snap from the center over the head of Morneau in the shotgun, and all he could do is go back and cover it up.
An 8-yard loss on that, and it's second and 18. Man in motion to the near sideline. Tyler Laverin's a handoff right at the middle to Matt McVay. And he gets out to the 47-yard line, a 2-yard gain, third down.
Number 52, Streeter, the junior linebacker, making another tackle for USA.
So now Bad Axe faced with yet another third down and long. They converted on the last one. It's the third and 16.
They're going to need another crafty play call from Coach Minetti and Kelly Durr down there to try and find a way to get a first down.
Harbor Beach now leads 40-13 after Eli Kraft on a 25-yard quarterback keeper for the touchdown. 40-13, 5 seconds left in the third. 34-20, USA leads here. 5:05 left in the third. Morneau scrambling, looking to pass. It's complete at the 45-yard line. Down, gets across the first down stick by about a yard.
Did he step out short?
They are marking him right at the first down marker. No word officially yet. It would be a 16-yard completion regardless. And Bad Axe has been converting well on these third downs.
Yeah, just think what they could do if they didn't have to make these 15-yard first down plays. Number 80, Nitz, forces him out of bounds. Mornoman did a nice job to avoid a guy trying to make the sack. I think he dumped it off to McVay, but I did not see the number there.
It appears there as they're measuring here, it looks like they're short by about 6 inches for the first down, so we'll bring up a fourth down and inches, going from a third down and very long to a fourth and manageable. So fourth and inches coming up for Bad Axe. They are inside USA territory at the 37-yard line. 4:57 left in the third. Bad Axe trails by 14, 34-20 to the hosting USA Patriots.
Receiver on that play, Clark, was number 3, Brown.
Jared Brown on the dump pass, which turned into nearly a first down as he dove for the first down marker, just shy of it, though.
Yeah, and if anything, he may have been forced or stepped out of bounds just short. But a good play call here to give him an opportunity on fourth and very short.
So they come out in the spread. Man in motion, Bailey Hines. And they give it off to him, and he is caught in the backfield. He's in trouble, but
wow,
on the third and fourth effort, he dives out of the backfield all the way down to the 36-yard line and gets the first down by about a yard and a half. It's a 2-yard gain and first down, Bad Axe.
Yeah, Milkey ended up being the tackler for USA. I don't know if I agree with that play call from Bad Axe. If you're going to run the ball there, I don't know why you'd want to run east and west sideways. It just makes that half a yard that much longer. But credit the tailback there as he did a heck of a job fighting to get to that first down.
First and 10 for the Hatchets from the USA 36-yard line as a handoff right up to the middle to McVay, and he is caught in the backfield with a force of Patriot jerseys back at the 37-yard line. It's going to be a loss of about 2 yards, second and 12.
The junior Austin Harper, the first one of those Patriot defenders on the scene.
USA swarming to the ball, Bad Axe moving the ball and converting on late downs.
Have done a nice job with their backs against the wall here on offense, third and very long, either converting the first down or getting it to an opportunity where they can convert on fourth and short.
Four and some change left in the